Chinese alcohol or baijiu is the most widely consumed spirit in the world, with 5 billion liters sold in 2016. The latest statistics shows baijiu made up nearly 40% of the spirits produced worldwide last year. However, baijiu only makes up 8% of global alcohol sales. Lin Feng, the general manager of Luzhou Old Cellar, a well-known Luzhou-based baijiu producer, says foreign markets are still wide open for Chinese liquor producers, arguing the domestic market is overly saturated. Luzhou Old Cellar was the only Chinese alcohol served and just concluded the FIFA World Cup in Russia. Lin Feng says to attract more customers in Russia, the brand integrated the Chinese liquor into cocktails to boost the sales.
We displayed our liquor products in every box of the stadiums at the World Cup, as well as demonstrating China's alcohol culture with some live shows. We especially wanted to use the event to test our cocktail products and see how consumers would accept it. Surprisingly, it was so popular and demanding that our supply wasn't even enough.
In recent years, not only Luzhou Old Cellar, but other Chinese alcohol producers have chosen to be creative, developing new alcohol products. Some are turning to fruit-mixed alcohols, and healthcare Chinese wine are among the favorite items now being generated in an effort to open up overseas markets. Jiang Su-yi is the 22nd generation master of baijiu tasting at Luzhou Old Cellar. Able to distinguish over 10,000 different aromas and flavors, his job is evaluating the standard of alcohol the company produces. Zhang says the popularization of Chinese alcohol culture is starting to be accepted by foreign customers.
In 2006, we visited Japan. People there were very interested in Chinese alcohol and wanted to produce baijiu in Japan. But due to geographic reasons, it's not feasible. After I explained the detailed procedures of baijiu production, they all grabbed a drink of baijiu and even wanted to bring home more from us. So the good mouth feeling of baijiu needs to be gradually developed. We need to let others know our distilled methods and production process.
General Manager Lin Feng says Luzhou Old Cellar has sped up the internationalization of its brand.
For the past 2 years, we have brought Chinese alcohol to some of the Belt and Road countries and demonstrated our products with multiple promotion activities. Last year, for example, we promoted baijiu in Russia with a special fireworks display at the Red Square. We also did promotions in New York and places in Canada and Australia. This year is focused on South Africa, as well as many European countries like the UK. We have consistently made efforts to show other Chinese alcohol culture and increase overseas consumption.
Lin Feng adds that besides Luzhou Old Cellar, other major Chinese alcohol producers such as Moutai and Wuliangye have also been going beyond China to expand their customer base. He's predicting Chinese alcohol is due to make a global breakthrough in the next 5 to 10 years. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang reporting in Luzhou, Sichuan Province.